We begin to turn our attention more and more intently towards Sunday's game at Buffalo. Dolphins and the Bills are going to preview the game now with one of the gentlemen who will be calling the game on CBS Sunday, Steve Berline. He'll be working with Spiro Deed. Steve, appreciate the time this afternoon. Getting ready for chilly Buffalo on Sunday, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we are. And I'll tell you what, games like this one and the weather conditions, I'm kind of glad I'm retired at this point, because it's going to be a little bit sloppy, a little bit messy out there. But, you know, I think with the enthusiasm, the excitement built around what the Dolphins have been doing lately, I think they're going to be pretty excited to get out there and get after it on Sunday. Should be fun.
I don't think there's any question about that. I guess let's start with the weather, because it's what everybody wants to talk about. It sounds like 40s and raining and windy and all those kinds of things. Are you a proponent of the philosophy, I guess, that, you know, bad weather can kind of bring two teams closer together, that the better team isn't as better, I guess, when the weather conditions are like that?
Well, I think every game is so different, and teams match up differently. Game plans, you know, really come into play. You can say weather's a great equalizer in some conditions or some circumstances, but, you know, really is going to come down to who is more ready to play on Sunday, period. You know, you can build a case for it any way you want. I just think that forget about trying to figure out what you think is going to happen. Just go out there and evaluate and analyze what is going to happen on that football field. It's definitely going to be hard to move the ball through the air. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot more about Ryan Tannehill in this situation. You know, he handled the cold very well last week in New England, and I think that really gave Mike Sherman, we spoke to him a little bit earlier today, gave him a lot of confidence in this kid's ability to just kind of block out those things that he can't control, such as the weather and the elements, things like that. So I think that was a good positive step, and this would be another challenge. You know, it's a lot more difficult when the wind is blowing and when the ball is wet, as opposed to just playing in cold weather. So we're going to learn a lot about his mental toughness and his ability to fight the elements and see if he can, you know, play at a very high level given those conditions. It should be a very interesting test in every way.
Steve Berline is with us on the Metro PCS hotline. He's working with Spiro Deed Sunday on CBS for the Dolphins and the Bills. What have you seen from Ryan as this season has gone on? Obviously the last 3 weeks have been very good for him and the Dolphins, but overall year two for Ryan Tannehill.
I've been really impressed. You know, early in the year, when they jumped out to the 3-0 start, I think everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon and were saying, hey, this guy's ready to take that next step. And all of a sudden they go on that skid middle of the year where they went 2-6, I believe, and his level of play kind of fell off a little bit. But, you know, when you're looking at it from a quarterback's perspective, you know, a person that's played the position, you still, even though you hit that little rut and things aren't going well, if you really are evaluating what he did during those weeks, I think there was progress being made. He was not playing at the same level that he is right now, but there were still a lot of good things that were happening. You know, maybe he wasn't making the big play at the right time to win a ball game. Maybe he was making the costly mistake, but I think he's learned from those experiences, and he's learned how to, you know, to manage himself in those different circumstances. He's shown great poise in the last 2 minutes of the first half in the game, the way he's been able to produce consistently in those situations. And those are things that you really look for in a young quarterback. How does he handle those moments where it really is on his shoulders to step up and show what he's made of? And I've been very impressed all the way through. I really like the way that this kid carries himself. He's got all the tools to be a great quarterback for a lot of years, and it seems like he's kind of starting to figure it out here, especially these last 3 weeks.
You think it's fair to say he's the reason why things have gone so well for the Dolphins the last 3 weeks, or at least one of the big major reasons, if not the biggest?
Well, you know, Jesse, as well as I do, if your quarterback is playing well, you've got a chance to win most every game. And so is he the reason why the Dolphins have been playing well? I wouldn't say he's the only reason. That the team in general has been playing very well. Guys have been stepping up when other guys have gotten hurt. You know, the depth on this team is responded every time it's been challenged the last few weeks, and that's what's kept them in the playoff hunt. But there's no doubt about it. To have a shot at making a run to the playoffs, and if you get into the playoffs, a lot of it's going to come down to the play of Ryan Tannehill. So I think he is every bit as responsible as anybody else, if not more so than anybody else, for the Dolphins being where they're at right now.
We're chatting with Steve Berline. He'll be working Sunday's game on CBS. If you're the Dolphins, your biggest concern going into Sunday's game is what right now?
no doubt keeping Ryan on his feet. You know, I don't think it's going to be a real aggressive passing game, given the conditions we talked about a little bit earlier. But you're going to be able to need to stand in the pocket and make some plays at key points in that ball game. And, you know, Ryan has been sacked on a record pace. I think he's closing in on one of my NFL records, which was 62 sacks in a season, one that I'm not very proud of. But I'd be, you know, I hope that he doesn't break that record this year. Let's just put it that way. But the Buffalo Bills are the best pass rushing team in the NFL. The Dolphins have really struggled protecting him this year. And so that's going to be the biggest challenge. Are they going to be able to keep Mario Williams and company off of Ryan Tannehill and give him a chance to make some plays in the passing game?
That's what we've heard from everybody, and with very good reason, that strength of the Bills, you know, matches up at least what's been a weakness at times this year for the Dolphins, and that's protecting the quarterback, although that has gone better in recent late weeks. One last one for Steve Berline here. Thad Lewis going to get the start again for the Bills. We saw him down here earlier on in this season. A better benefit to him that he's got a familiarity with the Dolphin defense, or you think more of a benefit to the Dolphin defense that they've now seen him in person to have a better chance to maybe understand what he's all about?
I think it probably washes out a little bit. I think, you know, these coaches at this level are so advanced that it's going to be, if you look at it from the perspective of a football insider, you're going to see a completely different game than what was played the last time they played several weeks back. And these teams are going to be doing totally different schemes offensively and defensively. You know, there's so much more riding on this for the Dolphins right now at this point. You know, I think Thad Lewis would take confidence from the fact that, yeah, he did find a way to win that game for Buffalo Bills last time they played. He maybe has some familiarity with some of the personnel on the Dolphins, but a lot of people have changed too, and it's not really the same defense right now.
Sure.
What happened several weeks ago really does not have any bearing on what's going to happen on Sunday. I do know Thad Lewis well enough to know, though, that he is a very smart young quarterback. I coached him in the Texas versus the Nation All-Star game when he was coming out of Duke, and thought very highly of him then as a smart young, you know, student of the game who had some pretty unique athletic abilities too, and as a better passer than people give him credit for. And I think he showed that when he had a chance to play earlier in the year. So he's going to be ready to play. This is a very, very big game for him, a lot of pressure on him. We'll see how he responds as well. But you got to give the edge to the Dolphins in this game, I think. But it's not going to be a cakewalk, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Divisional game on the road, weird weather, tough situation for the Dolphins, and one they got to get figured out if they want to make their push to the playoffs. Steve Berline, really appreciate the insight. Good stuff, and try and stay as warm as you can on Sunday.
We'll do our best. Thank you very much, Jesse. Take care.
Appreciate it. Steve Berline on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. You can check Steve out with Spiro Deeds Sunday on CBS.